Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Thanks for being with us as we are live across the country from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. in the East. Coming up in our final hour opening night in the NBA, KD and the Rockets visiting his former team, the Thunder, who got crowned world champions officially with their rings last night, raising the banner. In 20 minutes, we'll get you ready for a weekend in college football with Adam Rittenberg from ESPN. Then we have our favorite bets of the day, along with the Chalk Donkey at 8:40. I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger. We are streaming our final hour on Stadium, so welcome to our audience there. Also on X, if you're joining us online. If you want to stream us on Stadium, you can do so. BallySportsLive.com and the Bally Sports Live app. Chelsea, before we talk about the two games that we saw last night, the greatest basketball player to ever play the game was on NBC. NBC debuting the NBA on NBC. And Michael Jordan is going to be sort of a correspondent, not in the traditional role, but they're going to sit down with MJ and have different snippets of conversations with him throughout the season. He's not going to be on the desk or anything. But last night he sat down with Mike Tirico as part of the debut on NBC, and I thought he was great. He sat down and talked about how he hasn't touched a basketball in forever. When he did, it was at the Ryder Cup. And that he misses the game. He loves the game. And I think part of the appeal is, A, it's MJ, obviously. But, B, it's that we don't hear from him a lot. We hear from a ton of former players on various networks and their takes or whatever. When MJ speaks, it's like, oh, my God, Michael Jordan's going to say something. So you want to hear what he has to say.
Absolutely, especially in a day and age where it feels like we see a lot of people and even even celebrities because of social media, where we're just constantly hit in the face with what they're doing every single day of their life. Meanwhile, you see Michael Jordan, who was very reclusive, and you just don't hear from him that much. Mm-hmm. So it feels like no matter what he says in these interviews, people are going to be hanging on every word. So, like, honestly, his performance as an analyst or whatever this is, it doesn't even matter because people are intrigued just at the sight of him. And it did feel like the whole night as a whole was just a big ball of like 90s nostalgia, because like that's what the NBA on NBC was kind of playing off, is like the 90s and the round ball rock. And then like who better than Michael Jordan, the king of the 90s, to bring in. So it just felt like such a strong connection for those of us who you know, were around back then and like remember the NBA, and it felt like that was like the glory days of the NBA. So it was just a great night altogether and very heavy on nostalgia.
Yeah, it was. And I think they did a nice job of paying it forward too. Whereas, okay, you got John Tesh and the Round Ball Rock. He was on the Today Show yesterday morning. And they have a guy with an electric guitar kind of adding a few riffs to it to update it. So that was fun. And they showed the old highlights. But then they also brought in the new stars, right? And showed new highlights. Because at the end of the day, as much as I love 90s basketball, as much as I love MJ from back in the day,
it is about now and the stars of today and who we're going to be watching each and every week. So I thought they did a good job of saying, okay, here's the foundation, but now let's talk about today's NBA and what we can expect tonight.
Right, and I do think NBC did a great job of, like, really highlighting the game, because somebody made this point, and I thought it was a good one, that when the NBA was on TNT, it was almost all centered on inside the NBA, and it was focused on, like, the analysts and, like, the post-game comments. But in this iteration, like, they really focused on the game. They showed all of the intros. They showed, like, the national anthem. So I feel like overall that NBC did a great job of highlighting the product, and then the product gave back. We had two great games.
Yeah, we did. And I saw that tweet too, and I thought that was perfectly stated, because it's rare that you can base an event or a sport around three or four personalities. Those are the one group of guys you can do that with, right? The inside the NBA crew. With everyone else, you just can't. It's not strong enough. So you have to let the game carry the load. It did last night, and man, what a payoff we got, starting with the Thunder edging the Rockets 125-124 in double overtime. Rockets getting 6.5 points. The Thunder minus 300 on the money line at BetMGM. Total set at 227.5. The over hits, and what a battle this was. SGA, 5 points in the first half. Finishes with 35, but with OKC trailing by 2 seconds to play in regulation, he does this.
Keep it on the floor, Gilgeous Alexander. MVP, down 2 on opening night. Pull up, SGA. Got it! Ties the game.
It's Mike Tirico on NBC. We go to double overtime, where SGA hits 2 free throws to seal it. He is the free throw merchant. People hate that about his game, but he finds a way to get to the line. Chet Holmgren, 28-7 for the Rockets. Monster game from Alperen Şengün. 39 points, 11 boards, a career high, 5 three-pointers as well. KD with 23 in his Rockets debut, and what a game, worthy of a season opener. I mean, double overtime, Thunder and Rockets. It's as good as it gets.
Right, this is the way to kick off a season, especially when kind of the preconceived notion sometimes, I think especially for like casual NBA fans, and sometimes me, is that guys don't care about the regular season. And it's tough when it's October and you know like championship season is like not for, you know, until next summer. And it feels like the postseason is an entirely different season. So sometimes you look at these games, you're like, do they even care? I think last night it was proof that they do. Like, this was such a great back and forth affair between these two teams. And we did learn, you know, not too much about the Thunder. Like, maybe the fact that Chet Holmgren felt like he was on another level last night is something scary for the rest of the league.
Man.
But SGA is still great at scoring points. He's great at winning. And he's still great at getting to the line. But honestly, I feel like the bigger takeaway is what we saw from the Rockets. And we knew that Kevin Durant was going to be a great addition to this team. But also, like, this is a great defensive squad and a very big squad. One of the tallest starting lineups in the league. And I think that this is going to be a team that's going to be a true threat to the Thunder in the West.
Yeah, I think so as well. Their size is just remarkable to watch. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You see it on paper and you're like, okay, these guys are tall. They're lengthy. They're going to play a different type of basketball, especially with Van Vliet out. So that changes the dynamic a little bit. And man, they're going to be a real problem this season. The Rockets done a really nice job of building that roster. And of course, having KD helps. But this is their window, right? They're hoping that with their current configuration, this looks like a championship team. This is a team that can compete for the NBA title. And yes, one game means nothing, especially the season opener. But the early results are, okay, from what we saw, if you guys play like this, these guys are going to challenge for that world championship.
Absolutely. And I think that's what we want. Like, I know people like dynasties and stuff, but I think we want to see competitiveness. Mm-hmm. And so the more teams that can kind of rise, and plus, it's always exciting to see kind of new blood, because it's been a while since the Rockets have been like super relevant. Like last year, they were really good on defense, but it felt like they were too young and maybe a year away. Now they've added a veteran presence in Kevin Durant, who I think is going to be a great teacher for some of the young guys on the team. So it's just going to be interesting, you know, just from a watching perspective. And, you know, it's better when there are more teams and there is more parity. Like, that's why people love the NFL, because of the parity.
Did you see the Thunder get their championship rings? Did you see the rings that they were handed last night? Oh my God.
I was making dinner at the time. So like I was kind of like walking back and forth. Let me look them up.
So they have the OKC logo on the front, 14 karat white and yellow gold, the blue and orange sapphires. They have the 68-14 record on the side, but you open up the ring and there's another ring inside. So you take off the top and then there's a band inside that you can pull out and wear. Like these rings are getting ridiculous. It's really cool, though.
I don't understand how they keep going to new levels.
I know.
Because I feel like we've seen this with Super Bowl rings. We're like, oh my God, nobody's ever thought of that. How can they possibly top this? And then they top it. So, like, I don't know, like, what these ring designers are doing, but bravo.
Yeah. It's like 4 or 5 years from now, you open up the top of the ring. There's a small child inside. You're a father. Congratulations. You're a world champ. There's a small baby right there. Right. It's like, I don't know what they're doing, but it's just, it's crazy. If you look at the old rings, the old championship rings, like they're very basic. Like, look at this gold ring and a big old diamond in the middle. And now they're just out of control.
Yeah, but it is cool. Like, this is where we use technology in the right way.
Yes.
Like, I am still mad that we don't have flying cars, but at least the rings are cool.
They are. What's the one that the Bucks had? And I always wonder if the website's going to go down where I think there's a QR code inside and you can scan it and then it goes to the highlights from the season. And I'm like, well, I hope that website never goes down or that QR code's just going to be a waste. Last night out west, Warriors down the Lakers, 119-109. Warriors laying 2.5. The Warriors minus 150. Total set at 225.5. The under hits by the hook at half point. LBJ does not play in this game. That sciatica problem will keep him out for the first few weeks of the season, at the very least. So we get a monster night for Luka. 43 points, 12 rebounds, 9 assists. It is the 47th time in his NBA career he's dropped at least 40 points in a game. But this one belongs to the Warriors.
Here's an edge.
And that makes him great, too. The fake and the finish. Draymond Green takes flight.
Once again, call courtesy of NBC. Draymond, 8 points, 9 boards. Steph Curry with 23. And Jimmy Butler, healthy, ready to go. Leads Golden State with 31 points. And he goes 16 of 16 from the line. Golden State opens the second half on a 19-4 run. And they never look back. Classic Warriors. I feel like I've been saying that for 3 or 4 years, but they just keep plugging along.
Yeah, and it keeps feeling like Jimmy Butler like reinvents himself even when people like doubt him, because during the preseason he battled a lot of injuries. I think he sprained both of his ankles, so people were wondering, hey, what's he gonna look like the first game of the season? But he certainly rose to the occasion. I feel like Jimmy Butler kind of thrives in these type of environments where he wants to take down the Lakers and Luka. Because we know he's not somebody who's lacking in confidence, and he kind of loves that spotlight. But I did read some of his quotes after the game, and I thought they were pretty interesting. Mm-hmm. The fact that like somebody was like, hey, why do you fit in so well in Golden State? He was like, yeah, because everybody's focused on Steph Curry. I get to just relax and have fun. So it's nice to see him like give some credit, obviously, to Steph Curry, who was decent in this game.
Yeah.
23 points, but it was the Jimmy Butler show for most of the time. And obviously somebody who fills out the stat sheet as well. He's somebody who hustles, who gets the rebounds, who dials out the assists. So it was a great game from Jimmy Butler. And once again, it feels like this is like the story of Luka Doncic's career, where he scores a bunch of points, but they lose. So he needs LeBron James back. And it was weird having a season opener without LeBron.
Yeah. D-Day put this in the rundown, which is just crazy to me. But again, first time in 23 years that LeBron has missed a season opener in the National Basketball Association. The last time the NBA had an opening night without LeBron, Facebook was not a thing. Had not been launched. USB flash drives did not exist. And Kelly Clarkson had just won American Idol. Here she is now. Look at her now. Advertising for Wayfair. She's got her own talk show. She was just a young pup singing her lungs out. Ryan Seacrest, the debut of American Idol. I mean, that feels like a trillion lifetimes ago.
Yeah, she was just waiting for a moment like this. yeah, but it's so funny how mean we are to LeBron. Because, like, when I first saw this, I rolled my eyes. I'm like, LeBron, bleh, he's not even going to play. But, like, he has played in so many of these. Maybe we need to give him credit. Like, maybe he can take one off after he's had this, like, amazing stretch of being, like, pretty healthy for most of his career. And I understand, like, it was a night for Michael Jordan. And LeBron didn't play, but like it feels like one of the few things that LeBron does have over MJ is the fact that his longevity and the fact that he has been so effective for so long, like he felt like he was very close to his prime just last year.
Oh, it's amazing. Mm-hmm. If he's slowing down, I mean, he is, but it's just a touch. It's just a touch.
Right.
So when you look back at his career... Mm-hmm. Almost every other, and I mean every other player who has ever suited up in the NBA near the tail end of that player's career, you see, okay, yeah, not nearly as effective. And LeBron, what is he, 40 now? He has to be. 40, 41?
Yeah.
He's right there.
He's 40.
He's 40. Mm-hmm. And still playing at an incredibly high, truly an all-star level. So I hope he comes back and he's healthy. But that's absolutely one of the big legacies of his career. Next up, Warriors host the Nuggets tomorrow night. Lakers host the T-Wolves on Friday. Coming up, who is Penn State going to hire? And can anyone challenge the Buckeyes? We're going to ask Adam Rittenberg from ESPN next on the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Gamble responsibly.
Welcome back. Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Coming up on the show, time to talk some college football with Adam Rittenberg from ESPN. We'll ask him, I'm going to ask him specifically, how good is Indiana really? Can the Hoosiers really win the national title? Chelsea, I have given up on my Longhorns before we get to Adam very quickly. Like, we're so bad. Ugh, that offense. Tough watch. I haven't checked on NC State. Not to put you in a bad mood as well, but how the Wolfpack doing?
Well, I'm not in a bad mood because I'm already dead inside. So, like, I didn't expect much from NC State. So, like, you know my, like, thought process when somebody's like, I think NC State can cover the number. And you're like, we'll see about that. So I feel like I never have high expectations for NC State. But I feel like that's why it's so disappointing for Texas, just because the expectations were so high. And even if they are a mediocre team this year, it's just like the sky was supposed to be the limit. Arch Manning was supposed to be like the number one overall pick. He was supposed to win the Heisman. Texas was supposed to win the national championship. So I think that's where real sadness begins, is when the expectations were high and you don't even come close to meeting them, as opposed to my teams where the expectations are on the floor and the team is on the floor. So Titans and NC State are not doing me much this year, but my expectations were already very low.
Yeah, remember when at the beginning of the season I was like, you're not going to believe it, I found a hotel room in Miami for the national championship game potentially, and I can cancel it just in time. I was so excited.
Now those were the days.
Yeah, those were the days. Now I'm going to Gaithersburg to go bowling or something like that. Definitely not going to Miami for the national title game. Let's bring in Adam Rittenberg and talk about it. The senior college football writer for ESPN. You can also hear him on SiriusXM College Sports Radio as well. So, Adam, as promised, how good is Indiana? It's so strange to see the Hoosiers in football, but they look like the real deal.
They are the real deal. I think you look at their performances, you look at their personnel. Certainly the coaching staff has gotten a lot of attention, and rightfully so, with Kurt Cignetti leading the way, but some really good assistant coaches as well. And I think this is a team that certainly surprised everyone last year, but didn't surprise itself, and then really made some important upgrades. This is a better offensive line. Their defense, which I didn't think could be a whole lot better than last year, has improved. Lewis Moore, who actually started his career at Indiana and then came back and then fought for an extra year of eligibility from the NCAA, has been a tremendous addition. Isaiah Jones is playing at an All-America caliber level, and you just look at up and down that defense. They've been outstanding, and then again supplementing their offense. Last year it was really Elijah Surratt, and he's having a great year again at receiver. But Omar Cooper Jr., 7 touchdown catches, averaging nearly 16 yards of reception, and then Fernando Mendoza, just an upgrade at quarterback. Curtis Work was a great player. You had been a tremendous player in the MAC, but Fernando's a guy that shouldn't hear his name called very early in the NFL draft. And so when you have that level of quarterback and you have a team with really no obvious weakness that's operating at a very high level, and then goes out to Eugene and really controls that game, you can put limits on them if you want. Historically, I'm not. This is a team that absolutely can win the national championship. That's where we are in college football in 2025.
Do you think it makes it more impressive, the fact that they're doing this in the NIL era? Because when all this first came about, I think people were clamoring and saying, this is going to make the gaps wider for like the blue blood schools and the smaller schools. But you see Indiana, to a lesser extent, you see what Vanderbilt's doing this year. Does that make those coaching jobs that, we've seen from Kurt Cignetti, from Clark Lea at Vanderbilt, does it make it that much more impressive?
Well, I think your point is taken. I just think we probably misread it, right? That, we thought, okay, this is going to make all the schools that had the resources and the reputations, they were going to just pull away even more so. But it's really been the opposite. I think what was a little bit unknown at that time was how capable certain schools were if activated. And by activated, I just mean playing well, having a chance, giving their alumni hope. One thing, I stood on the sideline for a couple of these Indiana games, late in the game with Indiana Athletic Director Scott Dolson and their president Pamela Witten, and they always remind me that Indiana has the largest alumni base in the country. You wouldn't think that, but it's true. And when you have that, and you have Mark Cuban and some of these other people that are notable, you have to give them a reason, and they gave them a reason last year, and now they're all in, and it's allowing Indiana to at least give itself a chance to keep this going. Are they going to make the playoff every year? I don't think so, but they're going to make a playoff again after this season. I fully believe that. while Kurt Cignetti is their head coach, and they certainly were proactive in trying to secure his future in a very active coaching cycle that we're in right now. So, you know, whether it's Indiana, whether it's Vanderbilt, I think it's important to sort of Texas Tech diagnose the DNA of the program. Do they have the super boosters? Do they have a deep booster base? How big is their alumni? How engaged is their university administration? And if a lot of the answers to that are yes, I think you can have programs that pull away and, or at least, you know, shorten that gap between the traditional, you know, strongholds in the sport.
We're talking with Adam Rittenberg, senior college football writer for ESPN. So since we are talking about head coaches, is Matt Rhule going to be the guy at Penn State, and should he be?
You know, he might be. I think that there's a lot of connections there, you know, given where he grew up, where he played. He played at Penn State. He and Pat Kraft, the athletic director, are extremely close. You know, if I were to rank, you know, coach athletic director relationships in the sport, they would be very, very high on that list in terms of just how comfortable they are with each other. You know, you can certainly debate whether Matt's done enough. And, you know, his team has lost two games at Nebraska with a very manageable schedule so far. The schedule the rest of the way is still somewhat manageable, but they have, you know, a Northwestern team this week that's playing really well. They've got USC. They've got Iowa, which has given them all sorts of problems over the years. And so, you know, it might depend on how they finish the season, because Penn State still has to sell this hire to its constituents that this is the guy to get us to a national championship. James Franklin wasn't, but Matt Rhule is. One thing that's been pointed out, and that's fair, is that Matt Rhule doesn't have a lot of wins against the top 25. I mean, if you want to hire a coach who wins the big game, Matt Rhule isn't really it. You know, Jeff Brohm is it. You know, Brent Key is it. Like, there's a couple other guys out there that maybe you could look at. So it certainly could end up being Matt Rhule. But I think there's still a lot that needs to happen between now and that press conference where they're introducing their next coach.
It's fascinating to me that we have, like, some high-profile jobs opening during the season, and you can hear these, like, coaches that are current head coaches, and they ask the coaches about it, and it feels like they, like, tense up. Like, nobody knows how to answer the questions, because we see this all the time where coaches will go to a better job. And that's, you know, another conversation. But who do you think is the next man in charge at Florida? Because that is another high-profile job, a program with a lot of pedigree, but it is in the SEC, and I feel like wins are hard to come by.
Well, right. I think, again, that's a place where if everything is rolling, the wins should be a little easier than they were during Billy Napier's tenure. But it is a challenge, certainly, in that conference. Everything that I've been told about the Florida search, and it's not a big surprise, is that it's not going to be like a robust search. Like, if they're talking to, you know, seven or eight candidates, there probably is a problem. So, you know, who's at the very top? You know, Lane Kiffin at Ole Miss is who a lot of Florida fans and people around that program want to be the next coach. He's probably the closest thing we have in the sport to Steve Spurrier in terms of, you know, his background as an offensive play caller, what he says, how much fun he sort of has digging his opponents and all that. I think Lane Kiffin is your first call there. And then who else is on that list? I think, you know, Eli Drinkwitz at Missouri is a guy that has done enough to potentially make a move within the conference or somewhere else to what I would say is a tier one program, a place that you can compete consistently for national championships like Florida, even though they haven't even made the college football playoff. And it's been a while since they were in the top 10. But I think Eli Drinkwitz is someone who Florida could certainly look at. And then I think Rhett Lashley at SMU is another guy who has spent time in the SEC at Auburn, played at Arkansas, has coached in the state of Florida. He was Miami's offensive coordinator there. So I think Rhett's a guy that, you know, could be on the list for several of the SEC jobs this year and possibly Florida. And then after those three, you know, it gets maybe interesting. I know there's been some chatter about Marcus Freeman at Notre Dame. I'd be surprised if he makes that move. I think if Marcus leaves Notre Dame, it will be to one college job, which is where he played at Ohio State, or most likely to the NFL, which has significant interest in him and looking at him as a candidate. So I really think it's going to be Kiffin, Drinkwitz, Lashley, and then beyond that, you know, if they're at that point, maybe something's gone wrong with the search.
Adam, I don't want to focus on all the rumors and all of the things that have come out, but objectively, is Bill Belichick going to last more than a season at Carolina?
Yeah, you know, it's certainly a fair question, right, given how it's gone. I think there's certainly determination to do better and to not have, you know, one miserable season with all this dysfunction that's been reported and then move on. It's hard to predict, you know, just what he ends up doing when this thing is over here in a few weeks. But, you know, they're certainly it's looking like, you know, he wants to build this thing. And you know, again, to be fair, go through a full off season and, you know, have the chance to upgrade the roster. I mean, this isn't a very good roster right now. And, you know, perhaps with true support and a fully engaged Bill Belichick and everyone around him, you know, they can at least add some talent that gives them a chance to be a better team next year. It just, you know, again, does he want to do it? Does North Carolina feel like they can kind of go through another year? I mean, they're a 2-4 team, 2-5 team. There's just so much drama around the team that isn't very good. You know, do they want to go through that again?
Who do you think is the most underrated team in college football? And I will say this year, more than other years, it does feel like, I don't want to say it's wide open, but it does feel like, you know, the pool to draw from has several teams. It doesn't feel like there is maybe one clear outside of Ohio State. Who's a team that could be a dark horse this year?
Yeah, I mean, again, I think to win a national championship, it's still a fairly small pool that are going to be able to win multiple games in the postseason. You know, I know Texas Tech fell to 14 after their loss to Arizona State, but I think that's a team that, you know, when they're fully healthy and they get their quarterback back and are playing at their peak, they're a very dangerous team to watch here going forward. You know, the team that has really surprised me is BYU. You know, BYU lost its quarterback over the summer, and it's starting a freshman in Bear Bachmeyer who only got there in the spring. And they're 7-0, and you know, I don't know how long they can keep this going, but that's a program that's had a lot of success under Kalani Sitake. They were a really good team last year, kind of until the end of the season. And I know they have some tough games coming up this week at Iowa State, you know, next week at Texas Tech. So we'll find out a little bit more about BYU here over the next few weeks. But November 8th, sorry, at Texas Tech. So, but I would certainly watch those two teams in the Big 12. You know, I don't know if Georgia Tech is getting enough love. I mean, I know they're at number 7, but you know, to be 7-0 is really, really impressive. And then again, the winner of the Vanderbilt Missouri game is going to be really interesting to watch. You know, Missouri was really competitive with Alabama. That was a single score game. If they can go into Nashville and win, I know they have some big games coming up with Texas A&M coming to Columbia, going to Oklahoma later in the year. But Missouri would be in really good position to make its first college football playoff appearance. And then you guys mentioned it earlier, you know, Vanderbilt and what they've done. You know, anyone who watched them against LSU, you know, shouldn't really be surprised with their performance. And yes, it's Diego Pavia, but it's a lot of really other good players around them. Their tight end Eli Stowers is outstanding. So, you know, they've got Missouri this week at home, then they go to Texas next week, and then they go to Tennessee at the end of the year, which could be a super exciting in-state game in the SEC. So a lot of teams that are sort of on that fringe, but if you're going to ask me, like, who's really capable of winning the national championship, it's Ohio State, it's Indiana, it's Alabama, you know, maybe it's Miami, but I don't really trust them anymore. So it's not a huge group of teams at the end of the day.
Generally as the usual suspects. You can check him out as the senior college football writer for ESPN. Also on SiriusXM College Sports Radio, it is Adam Rittenberg. Adam, thank you so much for the time. Great insight as usual.
Okay, great, guys. Thanks for having me.
You bet. How much Vandy have you watched? I'm sure I've asked you this before, but I know you're right there in Nashville, and they have to be kind of a hot ticket right now.
Yeah, I definitely follow Vandy. Mm-hmm. I feel like I've followed them for quite a while just because they are the local team. Like, we do have a lot of Tennessee fans, but the University of Tennessee is in Knoxville, which is 3 hours away. So Vandy is the local team. And it's just really interesting because everybody loves to see those programs who have been labeled as, like, the cellar dwellers of the SEC for so long, and now they're having their moment in the sun to where it feels like they're the trendy team, and they're getting the celebrities on the sideline. So it's just, it's a very cool thing.
You know what's cool? We all make our bets, and we win. She also got her first win in the NBA last night. We got the NBA hoodie on. Let's go. Best Bets, Donkster, all coming up next before we wrap things up and hand it off to Bet Sweats. It is here on the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Welcome back on a Wednesday. It's Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Good morning to you. Thanks for waking up with us. Michael Jenkins, she's Chelsea Master. Come on, Double D, just a little something. No? No?
There we go.
That's what I'm talking about. Best Bet's on the way. We will hear from the Donkster as well. Chelsea, what are you doing today? I have no idea what I'm doing. I'm going to take a nap. Well, breakfast is on the card. Maybe a walk. Maybe a good walk will do me good. It's nice and brisk outside. A little fall weather. You love the fall weather. What about you? You and Blake going to watch something crazy? Or is it just going to be, let's build something made out of Play-Doh today?
Ah, well, she does have school. So she will be attending school today.
Oh, okay.
I have another doctor's appointment. It's one of those weeks where you try to do everything like
rickets
that you have to like accomplish. And then you're like, okay, this week's going to suck, but at least everything's done. So yeah. I have this spot on my hand. Let's hope it's not skin cancer. So I'm getting that checked today. So fingers crossed. If I lose my bet tonight, that's fine. As long as I get some good luck on that test.
Oh, God. Yeah, good luck. I went to the chiropractor yesterday because I fell over the weekend. That was fun. Really lucky.
Oh, no.
Oh, I know.
Did you break your hip? That's such an old person.
It was close. It was super close. Even the chiropractor was like, you're really lucky. I was like, I know. Because we have stairs in our home. You know, the stairs go up there, upstairs to the bedroom and the deck, and they're pretty steep. And so over the weekend, I was coming down, and I just... I just stepped down too early. Like, instead of stepping down from the bottom step, I stepped down from the second to last step. And so I turned just in time and, like, smacked the back of my head. And I was like, that does not feel good. So then Catherine comes rushing down. She's like, oh, my God, are you okay, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, I think. So I just, like, you know, like, test your body. Like, well, hold on. All right, I'm okay. So went to the chiropractor yesterday, and he's like, yeah, you know, gave me an adjustment. He goes, you needed that, but also you're really lucky. This happened to my wife, and she broke her arm. She goes, you have to be careful. I was like, I know. When you get older, man, I feel like it's a rite of passage. When am I going to fall and break my hip? Take the minus money on that, because it's going to happen.
It's time to invest in Life Alert. You know, those buttons that you wear around your neck?
It is.
But I feel like this is a crazy thought that I have. Okay. It feels to me that, like, luck is finite, to where, like, I have a certain amount of luck that I can use in a day. And it's like, if you, like, have a lot of lucky occurrences, it's like, okay, my luck is bound to run out sometimes. Do you feel that way? Like, it's not logical. Mm. Or if you've had a really bad luck day and you're like, all right, luck's got to turn soon. Like, I'm going to hit this green light or something. But do you ever feel that way?
I'm trying to think. The way I look at it is, I feel like, this is what I always think. I always think when things turn my way, like, I have days where just everything is coming up aces, and then I think, I need to go gamble. Like, this is when I need to hit the casino, because I'm not far. Like, it's like a quick ride to MGM National Harbor. You know, like, you lose something, but then you find it immediately in kind of a crazy place. You're like, oh my God, it's right here. How lucky is that? Or you get a phone call that you weren't expecting, and it's good news or something. You know, your test came back normal, whatever it is. I'm like, oh, that's good. But then it can be the opposite, too, where it turns the wrong way, and you're like, oh, God, what else is going to happen today? So I try to keep it from snowballing. Because sometimes you try, and like, I spill coffee on my shirt. I'm like, okay, that's not great. And then I get a lift, and it's like, all right, your lift's 15 minutes away. I'm okay, like, we have to turn this around, like, quick. Like, what is happening? So I just try to... If it's a good streak, I ride it out. If it's a bad luck streak, I'm like, I gotta turn this around quick.
I will say one thing. Mm-hmm. Worrying about things never helps anything. So, like, if you're, like, looking your day, you're like, oh my God, how could it get worse? Like, thinking about that, like, isn't going to change mm-hmm. anything. So, yeah. Like, you might as well be like, listen, whatever is going to happen is going to happen. All I can do is try to prepare my best. Because there's some quote about luck where it's like, preparation meets opportunity. Like, well, how's that supposed to, like, help with me being clumsy? You know, sometimes you just have bad luck. And I do believe in luck. But I do think that in, like, life situations, in your career, that preparation can help a lot of things.
1,000%. And I know that you put in the prep to win a bet today, so we're going to get to that in mere moments. Also, coming up next on Bet Sweats, Joe O, Sammy P. They're going to recap NBA opening day and look at some NBA futures and some NFL live dogs. Also, Nate Collins from the Greenlight Podcast joins at 9:20. Rick Camp joins at 10:20 to talk NBA. And then former Major League Baseball player Jason Kipnis is along at 11 o'clock. All right. Chelsea Messenger, first dub of the season in the NBA. I see your bet tonight. Let's keep it going and tell you who we have the most faith in today.
Time to place your bets.
All right, Chelsea, let's hear it.
All right, best bet of the night. And listen, I am not coming into this cocky and say, oh, look at me with my one win in a row betting on the NBA. I am the NBA betting master. No. Like, we're going to try another one of these player prop parlays, but it's still the first of the season. So, like, out of five, this is still a 2-star rating, so, like, tail cautiously. But my best bet of the night is kind of banking on a theory that I have for this year, is that I think Victor Wembanyama is going to be an absolute powerhouse. I don't know if you've seen some of the highlights of him coming out of the preseason. It looks like he is playing more physically. He's been working with Kevin Garnett, who has said that Wemby looks like a combination of KD and Shaq. I don't know how much better of a comparison you could get. So it feels like he has been better in the paint, and he has been not thrown around as much as he used to because he's putting on weight and he's playing more physically. So I'm going to parlay that into what I'm playing tonight. I'm going to go 10 plus rebounds, 20 plus points. You combine those together and it's minus 140. So he averaged well over both of these numbers last season. If you look at his preseason games this year, which I understand they're preseason games, but in only like 24 minutes in his last two preseason games, he got 11 rebounds at least in each of those, 17 points and 27 points. So now it's the real deal. This is the regular season. Big matchup against the Mavericks and Cooper Flagg tonight. I understand the Mavericks have a pretty big front court, but still, Wemby just feels like a cheat code. Have you seen this story where it sounds like he is getting taller? They said now he's 7'7". So no. It just feels like he is one of those aliens that is matchup proof. So let's go for him to score 20 points and pull down 10 rebounds. I cannot wait to watch Wemby this season.
Oh man, he's gonna be awesome. I'm telling you, Wemby 11-1 to win MVP, maybe worth a shot. All right, I threw this in yesterday. We only have 2-3 games on the hockey slate tonight. I think just two. Let's go Habs Flames over 5.5. It's minus 132. This has come up from 5.5 to 6 in a lot of spots. We'll play it at over 5.5. So it would be easy to fade the Flames here. And if you want to do it at a short price, I don't blame you. Calgary won its opening game of the season. Since then, they've lost 6 straight, not in good form. So we got Montreal and Sam Montembeau in net. He's given up 8 goals in his last 2 outings. Save percentage of just .857. Dustin Wolf going for the Flames. 19 goals in his last 5 outings. I think these teams are definitely closer than their ratings or records may indicate. But I think we see a ton of goals tonight. And if you go back to last season, Calgary has hit the over in 9 of its last 12. So let's go over 5.5 tonight. Habs and the Flames. There you go.
I'm not going to lie. I had to look up who the Habs were. So they're the Canadiens.
Yes.
And I was like, how do you get Habs from Canadiens? And apparently it's like a French word. This conversation got way too Canadian for me. I was like, all right, enough hockey, enough French. We need to move on. We need to talk about Mountain Dew, monster trucks, freedom, Eagles. Yeah. Let's get back to America.
Yeah. Hab didn't tell that car story again, bro. That sucks. How many hours were you there? 3? Dude, don't give it. You know what? I'm getting online right now. I'm going to trash that guy on Yelp. That's the American way.
Okay. Let's get to the doctor, then we'll find
out what's
coming.
Where's the Jinx Tough picture?
Yeah. What happened to Jinx Tough?
We can't play it now.
Jinx Soft.
Jinx Tough.
Look at that guy. Look at that bear in the back seat with my kids. Look at me there. Hello. Come right in my Ram. Dogster, come on in. What's going on?
Is anyone interested in my complaint corner?
No.
Not really. Go ahead, I guess.
Why do we always have to accept cookies on every website?
Yeah, that's a good one. It's annoying.
OnlyFans, cookies. RedTube, cookies, XNXX, cookies.
Okay, Dogster, come on. What are you doing here? You have a bet.
Hockey, Flames, Moneyline, hosting Les Abadetants.
Oh. Not
nailed
quite.
It.
That nailed it. But you know what? Hockey bet. We'll take it. Good job, Dogster. Come up next on Bet Sweats. Man, I don't know.
Who knows?
I know they're having some guests. I know they're talking about some bets. I know it's Joe O.
Some things.
Look at that black box. Coming up next on Bet Sweats, darkness. Lean into it. Just a dark closet. Bunch of bets coming out of it. Just a voice. Take the Cavs.
And out of
minus
the darkness.
Minus 1.5. Yeah. There we go. You know what's crazy about the dark
story? So we have like...
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say,
it's,
we have a minute
trust
still.
Trust me. Not exciting.
I have to craft a perfect Halloween bowl of candy. So I'm taking suggestions. What should be in my candy dish? Because I already have Reese's. I think I'm either going to do Starbucks or not Starbucks. That would be great. Starburst Skittles, because I think you need to have like a chocolate option.
Yeah.
And like a sweet version, like a non-chocolate version. But I'm taking suggestions. Like, what would your go-to candy be and a Halloween dish.
I was going to say Snickers. Reese's would have been one. Snickers would have been right there. Also, I'm a big score bar guy, like a Heath, a score bar. Oh, I love those.
What an old person answer.
I know. What about a Werther's? Ever think about those? A Werther's original, like a whole bag of Werther's? Yeah. Mm. Dylan just said some fresh fruit. How about that? Just a bowl of fruit for all the kids.
Or people who say raisins are nature's candy.
Yeah.
I would punt that. That's, punt it across the street.
I hate raisins. Like, hate raisins. They're bomb at a doozy for me. You're gross. Well, coming up next on Bet Sweats, enjoy yourself. I'm sure you're going to talk about it all, just like we just did. That's it for the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. For Chelsea Messenger, I'm Michael Jenkins. Have a great day.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.